Now, 3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.
I'm Angela Henley. Well, it wasn't a Toyota, but apparently the accelerator stuck, causing an accident this week in Wilkesboro. Toyota vehicles have had problems over the past couple of years with reports of the gas pedal sticking and causing traffic accidents. This time, the car in question was a 2006 Acura. The driver of the Acura told police that while he was exiting the Walmart parking lot, the accelerator of the Acura stuck, causing the car to speed out of control. The car struck and went over a concrete dividing barrier in the middle of the parking lot and traveled another 150 feet before coming to a stop. A passenger in the car sustained minor injuries, and Wilkes EMS was called. However, the injured passenger declined to be transported to Wilkes Regional and chose rather to go to the ER themselves. He did his shopping for a youth bib, cosmetics, a game, cleaning kit, holiday items, children's clothing, game camera, and other items. Then, without paying, he just left the store with all that merchandise. Monday evening, Wilkesboro police were called to a shoplifting report at Walmart. The loss prevention officer had stopped a man after he pushed a shopping cart full of items out of the store. Brandon Milam was issued a citation for larceny and was instructed by Walmart officials that he was not to return to the store. Court date for Milam is scheduled for February. Rachel Jarvis of the Restoration Worship Center on Boone Trail says it is their biggest community outreach of the year, the food box giveaway. They have a desire to help families in need, especially during the Christmas season.
You're invited to join us for our 9th annual food box giveaway, which will be Sunday, December 19th at 10:45, and we're doing a 2:30 service also. You'll enjoy special singing and some of the most powerful testimonies of Wilkes County. Each family in attendance will receive a food box, which is enough for an entire holiday meal. Also, we're going to be having a special jam class, a Jesus and Me class for ages 5 to 12 during the AM service. A new Christmas toy will be given to the first 50 children in attendance.
You must have a ticket to get a food box during the giveaway. Call to get your ticket and for information at 667-1885. United States Senator Kay Hagan from North Carolina on Monday delivered remarks at the 75th Annual Convention of the North Carolina Farm Bureau in Greensboro. Whether it's our large commodity producers or our small local producers, it is a credit to all of our farmers' hard work and diligence that agriculture remains such a robust industry in our state, Hagan said at the convention on Monday. Senator Hagan included a provision in the food safety bill, which recently passed the Senate, to help farmers who suffer losses due to erroneous recalls. For instance, North Carolina tomato growers suffered from the Food and Drug Administration mistakenly citing tomatoes following a salmonella outbreak when the problem turned out to be a pepper farm in Mexico. Consumer demand for tomatoes dropped 50% to 60%. Hagan's provision will require the government to evaluate ways to appropriately compensate farmers when a recall is determined to be erroneous. The bill awaits action in the House. Agriculture is North Carolina's largest industry, generating $74 billion in economic activity and employing nearly one-fifth of the state's workers. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley.
3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.